We start Perish Shlishi tonight with a recipe for success in life. Guaranteed, you're not going to do any Averis if you follow these instructions. So, yes, we did. Yeah, I did it at the very end. I read it quickly. There were no explanations of it. Yeah. So Perish Shlishi, we begin with Akavya ben Mahalel Oimer, with the advice of Akavya ben Mahalel, who says, "Histakel b'shloisha dvarim ve'ena tabali de'aveira." Akavya ben Mahalel, not well known. He was, I don't even know which generation he was. He was one of the, there's a very famous rule. When you see a person, and he has no title, he's a very great man. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, we don't call him Rebbe Yeshua, or Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. We just say Moshe. See, he's very great. As generations got weaker, they started calling it Rebbe so-and-so. Okay, nowadays they call him Hagoyin, Hagodol, etc., because it's the lowest, the weakest generation. Well, everybody in the first five Prakim Atanim. Actually, no Prakim Atanim. Akavya ben Mahalel Oimer, Histakel b'shloisha devarim ve'inata bali de'aveir. The word histakel means to examine. Histaklos as opposed to seeing. It says, osel histakel b'pnei odom rasha. You're not allowed to gaze upon the face of a rasha. You're allowed to look at him, but not to be mistakel. Histaklos. What? B'noshim. Okay. Or histakel b'rainbow. Same thing. Histakel b'shloisha devarim ve'inata bali de'aveir. Examine three things. Guaranteed, this is a great Mishnah. No more Averis for any of us. Got it? Okay, three things. May Ayim Basa, from where you come. I come from Borough Park. Ulo'on Atahoylech, where you're headed. I have no idea. Ulefnei mi Atahosel Litein Divvecheshvin. And before whom you're asked to hold an accounting. So the Tana explains, May Ayim Basa, May Tipas Rucha. Every human being comes from a drop of nothingness. Comes from nothing. Ula'ana tohailech l'makim afarim avitaylaya. And where you're headed into the grave. That's where every human being ends, in a place of earth and worms. Now, be careful. The Mishnah doesn't say you're going to end up afarim avitaylaya. There are some people who are tzaddikim, and they don't end up. Their body doesn't decompose, at least according to one tradition. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say lana tohelech le'ofarima. It says lomakaim. Even if your body doesn't decompose, but they lower somebody down and they throw earth on top of him, and it's quite tight under there. Even if the body doesn't decompose, it doesn't feel so good. Now here, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur, and it's a nice thing to try to practice. That during the Filas Apayim, we say Tachton every day, and we fall in the Filas Apayim, there's an inyan by the Filas Apayim for a person to think of Yom HaMisa. We say Hashamnu Bagadnu, beforehand, Nusach Svar, it says Hashamnu Bagadnu. Why? Because Al Pi Zayar, the Filas Apayim, a person is supposed to imagine himself on the day of death. Now, before the day of death, you're supposed to say Vidui. So we say Vidui before Nefilas Apayim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur writes, by Nefilas Apayim, you should imagine yourself being lowered into the grave and your final resting place, and they're filling it up on top of you. And that is supposed to humble a person. It should humble a person. The person who thinks about it that way, all the things that we sort of care about and put such importance in is really a fleeting importance in the big picture of things. At some point, the body is put to rest, and what remains is just the neshama. So that's an opportunity for the second piece. V'lomakim afarim avetela. V'lofnei miyata osa lite din v'cheshmen. And before you are asked to give a full accounting. Now din v'cheshmen, as the Gra famously said, a din is an accounting for what you did. A cheshbon is for what you could have been. A person does an avera, it's not just the negative of the avera, it's the failure of his climbing ladder and improving himself. So remember before when you're going to give a din v'cheshvan, melech malchei emlocha v'kadosh baruch. So here there's a very nice remez. The word ureisem, and you shall see, appears three times in Chumash. Three times. Anybody know three times? The first is in Shemais, in Parsha Shemais. Ureisem alo avnayim. What's ureisem alo avnayim? You see a person at childbirth, so that's Mayayim Basa. Remember the childbirth. The second thing is by the Meraglim, Ureisem Esaretz. Look where you're headed. Good, look where you're headed. And the third is the tzitzis, which is supposed to remind the person of Chilas Daimurakia and of the Kisya Kavit. So it's very nice that the three Reisems in Chumash fit with the three things you have to think about. So these are the three. There's a one in the Medrash Pliyas, one of the Midrashim. Stakil, okay. I guess you're going to start with Riyah and work your way to the Stakil. There's a one in a Medrash Pliya by Adam Rishon. It says Adam Chata Sherah Shtayim V'lay Rah Shloisha. He saw two and he didn't see three. So it's not clear what the Medrash means. So one of the interpretations is that Adam couldn't do this. You know, Lefnemi Atas Aliti Nimechesh he could do. Where you had him maybe he could do. But where he comes from, Adam didn't come from a Tipas Ruchi. He came from the handiwork of God. So Rosh Tayim V'lay Rosh Shloisha. That's next place. The others are attached to the Medrash. Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'ilam Oymeit. Atayra Avayda Gemilas Chasadim. Adam could not do Gemilas Chasadim. He was all by himself.
His wife.
I guess. Well, eventually he got a wife, I guess. But aside from that. So at any rate, this is the recipe for success, is that a person should remember, really, that life is fleeting and life is passing, and it's not, we're not all we're cranked out to be. Chaim V'loshen, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, has a whole different spin on the Mishnah, and he says this Mishnah is referring to the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Mishnah here, we know there's a mitzvah of Reisam, I say, to look at the tzitzis. When a person says the parasha of tzitzis every morning, he's supposed to look at the tzitzis. Now, what do you see? You see a bunch of strings. What exactly are you supposed to be seeing when you see the tzitzis? So that's his explanation. Right, let's see how he plugs it into the Mishnah. Akavya mahalalaymer stakel b'shloisha devarim in yishloisha devarim elu yesh lefarish aderech remez b'parashas tzitzis ki tzitzis, the word tzitzis pirushai is staklus. The word tzitzis is related in Hebrew to examining. Meiloshim meitzis min acharakim. It says God peeks through the cracks. So meitzis or tzitzis is a lashon of reisam, it's a lashon of seeing. How many times do we kiss the tzitzis every day? Three times. Well, by MS, but three by tzitzis. Ah, good. So that's what he says. Shloish pabim kos of tzitzis b'parasha. It says the word tzitzis in the parasha three times. Ukinegdam roimzim shloisha istaklus elu sha'amarkan. And the three things we're to examine Amarum is in the three tzitzis as follows.
He didn't kiss them, he looked at them.
It's possible he didn't kiss them, it's possible he looked at them. I have an old chakira, whether the mitzvah to look at or kiss the tzitzis, whatever your custom is, it's a hider in mitzvah tzitzis, or it's a hider in mitzvah kriyashma. There was a din in kriyashma, the kriyashma is more mohudr if you kiss the tzitzis, or if it's a hider in mitzvah tzitzis, that it's a hinder of the tzitzis is that when you read the parasha, you kiss it. Huh? Which mitzvah? Is a mitzvah kriyashma? It can be mechab mitzvah. So I figured I'll look where it is in Shulchan Aruch. Is it in Hilchas Tzitzis? It's a hinder in tzitzis. Is it in Hilchas Kriyashma? Then it's a hinder in Hilchas Kriyashma. So in Shulchan Aruch it's brought twice. Once in Hilchas Tzitzis and once in Hilchas Kriyashma. It's a hinder to both, maybe. So then I wondered, what? So that's a custom to hold on to the tzitzis, some people kiss them. I'm wondering why on the Balkaire lanes, the parasha of tzitzis, on Shabbos, on Parash Shlach, why does he kiss the tzitzis when he gets up to tzitzis? Why does he kiss them? If it's a hider, it's a kriya shema, then I understand. He's not saying kriya shema, he's laning. So in laning, it's not a hider. But if it's a hider mitzvah tzitzis, so why does the Baal Kaira kiss the tzitzis when he actually kisses the tzitzis?
So what is hider kissing tefillin?
Hider, so kissing tefillin is a different, is a din in tefillin The tefillah, we learn from the tzitz, you're always supposed to be cognizant of the tefillah on you. Yeah, so therefore, consistently, we remind ourselves. Actually, by, when we say Shema, we say someone who says Shema is not wearing tefillin is like saying false witness about himself. So, there, but, as far as
it's a hiddur in tefillin, in the midst of tefillin?
It's definitely a hiddur in tefillin, because tefillin, you're not supposed to forget that you're wearing tefillin. Every once in a while, we have an opportunity to remind us. Well, that's all that. That's the only. It's only the last parasha that we have tzitzis mentioned.
No, but I'm saying he doesn't mention Shema and Bahaya.
Right. So if it's a hiddur and mitzvah tzitzis, it's very good that when he learns, he doesn't do it. If it's a hiddur and kriya Shema, it's very good. But if it's a hiddur and tzitzis, then it doesn't really explain. That would be the most muhuddik of time. That you do it. So when you say Kriya Shema, the same lesson for mitzvahs when you're late.
Isaac in that
mitzvah
then. Now he's Isaac in
Kriya Shema. And he has in Kriya Shema. What's the difference? If it's hidden and sitzes.
So when you talk about Malchus, you start hitting the guy got the also.
He has an idea to start hitting people when you read the Parashat Malchus.
Well,
okay.
When you learn about Amalek.
Don't suggest it more than once.
What? When you learn Amalek during the course of the regular Kriya, you don't say Timcha, Zecher, and Zecher. Because the mitzvah of Zecher is not.
Last time we did.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, fine. I'm not trying to change a minute. I'm just pointing out a chakira. Let's get back to what he says. He says the three times, let's see if we can remember this till tomorrow morning. The three times that we mentioned tzitzis are kineged. I just thought of a raya. At night, we don't kiss our tzitzis by Kriyash Mishalarvis. So if it's a hiddur mitzvahs, Shema, why don't we kiss it at night?
According to the Rambam, you wouldn't do it at all.
But why not? If it's a hiddur
and tzitzis. No mitzvah at night.
So what? But if it's a hiddur and tzitzis, there's no mitzvah
right
at night. If it's a hiddur and Shema.
Yeah, you could, then you should, right?
Okay. All right, getting back. Me'ayim basa. The first thing to remember from where you come, who neged v'osu lehem tzitzis ha'kafei v'gdehem l'dayreisam. They should put tzitzis on the corners of their baguette for their generations. Which is an unusual word, which is to remember that life is fleeting from where you come. You're one in a link of generations. Where you're heading, that's the end of seeing the tachlis, the end of the person. The idea of putting a blue thread on the tzitzis, pirushai, given tcheles roimes letachlis soid oilam hakiloyin, because the color blue is merames to, and I don't know if it's a play on words, the word tachlis and the word tcheles, which seem to be related, but it's a remes to tachlis soid oilam hakiloyin, the tachlis of a world which has no permanence. Now, parenthetically, I want to point out these brackets. Oila echad l'shivim shana. It says that the chalazon comes up once in 70 years. Soy ilon charuvin al mida charuva ki yadua. Now, I just want to comment on this because I have a thought about it that may or may not be correct. There's an idea of 70 years being a passing of time. A generation is not 70 years. A generation we consider 25 years from when a baby is born to the next child. But 70 years is a passing of a lifetime. You mentioned a Sam Shiv Mishana. So there's an idea that a charuv tree, a bokza tree is 70 years. It's really a remes to charuv. Something that was at 70 years old is gone. Even a bokza tree, which, you know, some trees last hundreds of years, but the idea of something lasting is that the number is 70. The 70 years is an idea of something lasting. I don't know why, but this year, for some reason, I got hung up on the fact, first of all, it's 100 years since World War I, which in Jewish history, I think, is a major event, which is underappreciated. It's also, we're approaching the 70-year mark from the Holocaust. And I think I'm correct that as these years are going by, not 70 years from 1943, as these years go by, the Holocaust is going to become history. There's a valiant attempt being made, and money being poured in, to efforts that the Holocaust should not become history. Now they have a Holocaust building and a Holocaust museum, but it will become history. The Holocaust will not be real to the next generation. It'll be like the Spanish Inquisition is to us, because 70 years is the passing of a period. And I think also the fact that it's 40 years from the Yom Kippur War, we lived through it. But the sea change that took place in the mood of Jews all over the world from pre-73 to post-73 is a, I don't know, it's something that history can only judge, but I think we all lived through it, through the ecstasy of 67 through 73, and then the coming down to earth of the 73 war, and really everything that followed. It's worth noting. I don't know. It's somehow Chazal saw it important to note what's taking place in the world around us. So we're part of history, and certainly those of us who are my age or older, you know, not under 30 anymore. So it's worth just realizing what's happening. The world around us has changed in our lifetime, and looking back, I don't know, but maybe it's exaggerating. But since the Churban, if there was a time of such national joy to Klal Yisrael as after the 67 war, I don't think so. I don't know all the time periods in between, but I doubt there was a time of such national joy as the 67. It's certainly a tshuva moment, yeah. And a moment of tshuva. What? I don't know, maybe 48 was more. I don't know. I don't know, maybe 48, it's hard for me to know. But it could be. It could be, I don't know exactly, but I know that it all came crashing down in 73. That, okay. It's, I don't claim to know, I just would like to think. And he says the 70 years, and then we're gonna see that. We're gonna see, over the next 5-10 years, we're gonna see that. The survivors should live and be well, and Meshver is one of the younger survivors because he was in the train that was turned back from Auschwitz. He must have been 6 or 7 years old, and Rav Weissmandel was successful in turning back one train. Eichmann said he turned back one train as a sign of good faith, and Meshver wouldn't have survived the selection in Auschwitz. He was a little boy. He and his entire family survived because that train was turned back, and they survived the war. And you know, they should live long, but you know, 10 years from now, it's hard to know that we'll have a lot of survivors that'll be able to tell the story.
It's happening.
And that's what he's saying, the 70 years.
It's happening now.
It's happening.
I work with survivors, and they tell me they go into yeshivas. Not only is it not history, they don't know period from the Holocaust. They just know what they read in books, and that's it.
Okay. So it's parenthetically here, but it's worth noting that a 70-year period is a world change. Well, anyway, what he's saying is that the tcheles is a symbol of kiloyin, of something coming to an end. All colors are a good sign in a dream, except for tcheles, which is a sign of coming to an end. And as we'll comment later, we see the tcheles, we remind ourselves of the Yam, which is Daimel Rakia. We remind ourselves of the fact that human beings are mortal. Well, if they meet us at the Litin Din Vechesh, well, if they melt Machin Makaj Baruchu, Voyal Chem the Tzitzis Uri Isem Oisai, Pirishu Yerushalmi, Koyal Kadish Baruchu. Uri Isem Oisai, when you look at the Tzitzis, you see God. Namakan Oisai, Namalahaman Oisai. Kabasham Ruzal, Bibabli, Hezoyer, but Tzitzis, Zaycho Makabal Pnei Hashchina. So we have something to try to do, to take a good look at the tzitzis and to remind ourselves of from where we come. I come from Borough Park. Where we're headed. I don't know. And, l'fnei miyat, so, it's a challenge.